about a month or so away. Are you excited to get started here?
Yeah, we actually started practice yesterday. So we've got our first one in and first helmet only. We're actually still in summer school, and we have to take exams here Thursday and Friday. So we're working around those issues, trying to get our required helmets and shoulder pad practices in so that Saturday we can actually start camp. So that's where we are.
Am I imagining things, or has the clock, Coach, been sped up a little bit here? It seems like practice around the country didn't start for another 9-10 days or so.
Yeah, I think once we went into regulated number of practices, and then certainly our situation here, our school generally starts about the 17th of August. So that's we've always had about a 1 August start date, since I've been here. I mean, it's just a function of when our school calendar starts.
Coach, this game, when they came to you and said, and I know in your position you don't have much of a choice, neither does Tennessee, when they come to you and say we're going to play Friday night instead of Saturday, does that make any difference to you in terms of the Tennessee game?
I don't think it makes any difference to the football team and the football program. I mean, we're so used to television dictating what time and you know when we play. I think it's a function, though, for the fans of their accessibility of trying to get to a game, especially on Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, and then how about the whole concept of having to compete with high school football? You know, there are a lot of folks here, and I know in your state as well, who are going to be forced to make a decision that night. Some over family, whether to go to a game or watch your game.
Yeah, I mean, we've always tried not to play on Friday night, especially as a conference. But, you know, once again, the TV dictates everything.
Amen to that, for good or for bad. Coach, let's talk here about your ball club this year. And we had a gentleman on yesterday who covers your team. And you know, he was telling us that that you guys have some question marks, and yet you also have some answers. Let's start with one of your answers. Glennon really came into his own at the end of last year, and I would imagine from your perspective you're looking for more of the same. How do you develop some more targets for him, Coach?
Well, you know, in college football you always have the turnover, and you know, it's we have a couple young kids that have to step up. It's their opportunity. It's their time to play, and you know, that's a great thing about coaching is working with these young guys and trying to get them in position to play. Glennon, obviously his starting point this year is a lot better than it was a year ago because he has a season under his belt. He's seen a lot of different things. He's experienced a lot of different things. So, you know, it's a question of, especially a couple of the redshirt freshmen, Morgan and Flowers, that we redshirted. I mean, they can be a big boost to us. We have four kids coming back that have played the position. So, you know, that's one of the things that we're going to work extremely hard here on in camp is trying to be a better receiving corps.
Coach, on defense, this game seems like one of these classic chess matches you get in college football. Tennessee's strength, that passing game.
Right.
Against your strength, that secondary. It seems like the linebacking play for you guys is really going to be key. And with bringing in the three newcomers, how do you get those guys up to speed here in the next couple of weeks and get them ready for a game like that?
Well, you know, once again, it's a problem that we have to, we've been faced with since January. We've known we've had it. We worked through spring practice with it. I think the kids, as I said before, there's talent there. There's just not the experience there. You know, these kids were meant to soak this year. I mean, we didn't want to play them this year. We wanted to keep them, you know, in backup roles, help on special teams. But they've been pushed to the forefront right now, and a lot of the success on defense is going to be determined on how well, you know, they play starting at the Tennessee game.
Hey, Coach, some prognosticators really like your team this year. They love what you guys did at the end of the year, and the expectations are pretty high, and folks are calling for a 10-win season and this and that. How do you, as a coach, how do you manage those expectations with the success you had at the end of the season? Or is that something you have to manage, or do you like having some expectations?
Well, I think we should have expectations here. You know, this is the most experienced and deepest team we've had. I mean, we finally were able to run three teams at practice yesterday of scholarship kids. We haven't been able to do that in my previous 5 years here. We finally, you know, the turnover's been made, and we have enough kids to do that now. So I don't discourage high expectations at all. You know, it's something that this team embraces, that challenge to try to be the best. We always try to be better than the team was last year. At Boston College, I always push my kids to, you know, you want to be part of the best 4 years, you know, the 4 years you play. You want to have the best year ever in the history of the school. So those are all goals that we set and try to achieve.
Coach, the non-regionalization, big picture here for you. You've been around the sport a long time, veteran mm-hmm. coach. You've been there and done that, and I'm sure have the program. But what is your take on what's going on right now? Conferences rating conferences, schools jumping out of geographic locations. You mentioned Boston College before, a member of your conference now, and you talked before about television dictating a lot of this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we've seen the end of the movement, or do you think we're in the middle? So where are we in this process?
I think that we're winding down. I don't think it's over, but I think that there could still be some movement. It's like the old kids game where you circle the chairs and somebody's always left out. That's what I felt like at Boston College when we were getting into the ACC, and I'm sure that's how Pitt and Syracuse felt. You know, they want a seat at the table, and they got to get into a chair. And, you know, I don't know if it's completely finished, but I think that it will be here hopefully in the next 5 years, and then I think that the landscape of college football will be set.
You know, it's a great way of looking at it, that whole adage of musical chairs, because somebody's going to get left out of that deal. You know, West Virginia
Absolutely.
Had to act. And how about this playoff thing? What do you think about what they've done here? Some say it's a first step toward maybe an 8 or 16 team format. If you had your druthers, would we have that? What would it look like if we did?
Well, I think once we went to it, I think 4 is not enough, especially if you have 5 conferences as we do that are considered BCS conferences along, and well, 6, I guess, with the Big East, and then Notre Dame is 7. You know, there's not enough seats at the table to accommodate conference champs. And I think if you're a conference champ and there's a loss level, I mean, you can't have more than 2 losses or something to get into the national championship hunt. But if you have a seat at the table as conference champ, your champion should be able to get to a playoff. So right now, 8 would be that number. It doesn't matter what number it is. You know, we've had 2, and you know, the 3rd team always complained. We have 4, now the 5th team will complain. So, you know, it doesn't matter what number you get to, but I think 8's a more realistic number than either 4 or 16.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, and I don't see how they're going to keep it at 4. They say they're going to keep it at 4 during this TV deal. I'll believe that when I see it, because I think the 4 will be such a success. And we've already seen how television dictates things. If I had told you a year and a half ago you guys would be kicking off on a Friday night, you'd have probably laughed at me. But those are the folks that make the decisions. On the way out, Coach, just come back here locally if we can. And I know your time is short. When you look at Tennessee on film, Coach O'Brien, what do you see?
Well, you see, you know, an experienced offense coming back. I believe they have 10 starters. You know, their quarterback's really good. And, you know, a lot of people project him as a number one draft choice if he comes out this year. So, you know, you've got a lot of experience. You have a lot of talent on offense. Defensively, you know, they have some experience back in the secondary. But, you know, with the new defensive staff, I mean, the biggest dilemma we have is what they're going to look like, the structure. As far as what they're going to be on defense, we know they have good players, but just how you know what the structure of the defense is going to be, and then we know they return their kicking game. So you know it seems like it's a team that's been building here for Derek for a couple years, and generally about this time, you know, it's about time to be a good football team, which you know, I think everybody expects them to be this year.
They're calling this easily the biggest game for Derek Dooley since he's been here. Do you feel on your side of things like it's a huge game for you guys as well?
Well, I think it is in terms of, you know, it's an out-of-conference game. It's a game that has, you know, almost the atmosphere of a bowl game to kick off the season. You know, I think all those things play in. You know, obviously the most important thing for us, though, is our conference. And you know, we don't start conference play till the end of September, till the fifth game of the year. So, you know, it's important. It's an important out-of-conference game, but we understand that, you know, still our goal is to win the conference championship.
I know this much. We're looking forward to it in these parts. It's going to be a very, very fun time. In your travels, Coach, you have experience playing in the Dome.
Yeah, I played in the Dome before. When I was in Virginia, we played Georgia in the what used to be the Peach Bowl in those days. That's the last time I was in it.
Great venue for college football. It's going to be a lot of fun. Two great fan bases. Coach, I would say best of luck to you. I can't. After that one, though, we'll be rooting for you guys all the way. And I appreciate you giving us some time today, Coach.
All right, Tony. Good talking to you. Thanks a lot.
All right, man. You too. Tom O'Brien.